Listening, Unit 2, page 12, B.
You will hear an interview with Laura Medini, a student at Horizons Global School. For questions 1 to 7, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
A very warm welcome to this, the third program in our Globalization series. In the studio with me tonight is Laura Medini, a very special young lady who goes to a very special school. Laura?
Hi, everyone.
Now, Laura, you're Italian and your family lives in Parma, but you're currently at school in Melbourne, Australia. I take it you don't get the school bus every morning then.
Well, actually, I do, but obviously not all the way from Parma. I'm a student at a global school, which means that each term we travel to a different country and attend a different school. This term, we're in Melbourne.
Goodness, that's a very unusual type of school then. How does Melbourne compare to other cities you've visited so far?
Well, this is only my third term at Horizons, so I can only compare it with two previous cities, Belfast and Amsterdam. For me, the biggest difference is the huge distances we have to travel to get from place to place. You can get around the city itself fairly easily, though, as it's got a fantastic public transport network. It's also a very cosmopolitan city, as most of the locals have their roots in other countries. So you can find aspects of all different cultures here in one city. Although Amsterdam is also quite cosmopolitan in some ways, it still feels really Dutch. I guess both Belfast and Amsterdam were easier cities to get to know because they are European. But Melbourne seems to offer endless opportunities for learning and discovering new things.
And that's what studying at Horizons is all about, isn't it?
That's right. I feel extremely lucky that I can attend Horizons. One of the most important things we learn is how to learn. Because we travel to a different country each term, we have to spend some time before we arrive researching our new destination. Of course, the school gives us lots of information, but they also encourage us to find out about things that interest us personally. For instance, I love going to the cinema, so I always make a point of finding out where the best cinemas are in each city I visit.
What about your lessons at school? Are they very different from those taught in an ordinary high school?
Well, the lessons themselves take place in schools that Horizons partners with. This term, we're at an international school in Melbourne. We mainly study the same subjects as the other kids, but we're not in their classrooms. The school has given us a separate room, and we have our own teachers who move with us from place to place each term. We also have a subject called global culture, which students at other schools don't have. It's very important to us, as it helps us to adapt and understand the local customs and traditions of the country we're currently staying in. Apart from that, we have to learn the same things as other students and have to study a lot too.
Don't you miss your family and friends back home?
Of course I do. But I get to see them at the end of each term, and sometimes my parents come to see me while I'm away. But I must admit, I love being independent and having the amount of freedom I've got. As for my Italian friends, I really do miss them. But I've made special friends here at school too.
Laura, thank you very much.